The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Harbaugh's at it again. Not only is he turning around a team that is void of any wide receivers, still finding a way to win games with, I don't know, the best scoring defense in the National Football League. They've only given up 101 points this year.
Like, that's an insane number. It's an insane number.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they give up yards. They don't give up points. The next closest is the Pittsburgh Steelers with 119. And then third is the Kansas City Chiefs at 147. They've given up six fewer touchdowns than the Chiefs have this year. Harbaugh is a magician. We know this about Jim Harbaugh. We know he's a damn good coach. One thing that his time at Michigan and almost getting fired, having to take a pay cut, and then the success he found after he just said, I don't give a rip anymore what people think, is his personality is starting to come out, and he has zero filter whatsoever.
Yeah, the middle of the season is always critical that way. You know, like Bill Belichick talks about the middle eight in a football game. I mean, there's a middle eight in a season too. You could break it down, you know, that way. You know, 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, those are important games. You know, the only joke I know is, why was 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are big games. Blue Twisted Steel.
Guys that like football, they like me back.
If there's nothing more football guy than the only joke I know, why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Because 7, 8.
It would be nine. Funny. And then he looks around at the room like, "Have you guys heard this one before?" Because you know, because 7, 8, 9, huh? It's like the numbers, guys. It's a double entendre there.
It would be funny.
Hey, you can eat a number. You guys get it?
If that was the only joke he actually knew, like, that would make it even funnier.
I simultaneously love and hate Jim Harbaugh.
He's great.
He is great. He is. And I hate him.
He is great. I mean, and then he says things like this after games.
Hey, fellas, that's one great job now. One great job. Imposing your will. That was... Man, nothing warms the cockles of the heart like going into another man's stadium and imposing your will to get in that ring.
Dude, when I heard that, all I'm thinking is like old Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
You know, like that is. Impose your will. He started off real good. Like, this is going football guy through and through. And then he's like, I've used a lot of material over my years. I'm going with warm the cockles of my heart.
I'm cooking on your grill.
Yeah.
Going with what's available, you know?
He's
a lunatic.
An absolute lunatic, but here's the thing about
it. In a good way.
Surrounds himself with really good coaches, always has. And then he gets buy-in from his guys that whether it is college or the NFL, that's the hardest thing to do, is to transfer from the college game to the National Football League and still get that buy-in. Obviously, Harbaugh, his success that he had as a player in the National Football League, that helped him with winning guys over at his first stop when he was in San Francisco, right? But his success that he had at San Francisco, it now gets guys to automatically buy in when he is in LA with the Chargers. He is a damn good football coach.
Yeah, currently has the highest winning percentage of all active coaches in the NFL. It's 68.8%.
Well, and
it's crazy.
That's an insane number, by the way.
It doesn't matter if we buy in or if we think that he's crazy. It's about the dudes in that locker room and if they buy in and believe him and want to stand by him.
And the biggest thing is that whatever he's saying, he has to believe it. Because if he doesn't believe it, if he doesn't buy into it, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't get you anywhere. No. Anyway,
it's just coach speak.
And that is every great coach, right? That is why Nick Saban was great and Bill Belichick. They did it with being complete red asses, right? Like guys like Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, they get that buy-in because they are like addicted to the game and know that they will out-scheme you. And they get that buy-in from their players because they go out and what do? They continually out-scheme people. Every week.
Yeah.
It is.
Because it's the only way they can win right now because there's a talent deficit on that team.
It is the trust that you get by just that full-fledged belief. Where guys lose locker rooms is when they say it, but they're not living it too, right? And Harbaugh is an absolute lunatic, but that's why his guys trust him, though, is because he is an absolute lunatic.
They know he's a lunatic for them.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Guy absolutely believes it. He is, the Harbaugh family are the O'Doyles.
No, they are.
They are. Jack Harbaugh started it, and he said the same damn thing.
O'Doyle rules.
Nobody has it better than we do is the exact same as O'Doyle rules.
Yes.
It is 100% the truth. And you know what? They're going to believe that until they drive that bus right off the cliff. I mean, it is 100%. That is how they are going to live and die. Mm-hmm. And you look at it. So John Harbaugh, successful coach. Jim Harbaugh, successful coach. Jack Harbaugh, successful coach. They have a sister. She's married to Tom Crean.
Who, really good coach.
Well, but I think also notorious red ass.
Yes, in a fun and lovable way.
His dudes loved him though.
Yes,
yeah. You know, because he lives the crazy.
Yeah, that family they got a type.
Yeah,
they got a type. And they stick with it.
It's pretty successful. It's working out for him pretty well right now.
Love to see it
working out pretty well for him right now. I love Jim Harbaugh, and look, this Chargers team. We talked about this the other day, like. Are they the most talented team?
God, no.
No. No, they still... I mean, Ladd McConkey is their receiving core right now.
All of it.
Well, and is he the most Jim Harbaugh receiver ever?
I love that guy. You know? Drinks a lot of milk. A
lot of milk.
But you have... When you have... In the NFL, the star-studded receiving cores, quarterback... and receiver relationships, whether it's Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, right? You can have Debo and Brock Purdy. You've got Stafford and Cooper Kupp. Hell, Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown are on that level right now, right? You have those connections. Herbert has got Ladd friggin' McConkey, and they're finding a way to do it because they play really good defense. They control the line of scrimmage, and that's how they're going to win. The Harbaugh, it's a tried and true way of winning in football.
And that's a team that unloaded Keenan Allen and Mike Williams.
Yeah, but they also they unloaded them at a perfect time.
They're washed and they're hurt, broken. But still good receivers.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. We'll see. But is Dan Campbell the spiritual successor to Jim Harbaugh? Like, I mean, I know this because look, I think the Harbaugh we're getting now is a little bit less low T.
Yeah, but Campbell's still very high T.
But I think, I mean, you go back to Harbaugh, just even his 49ers teams. Yeah. He was higher T then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the years have been there. Like, he's getting older.
I think Campbell might be higher T, but he's still not quite, he hasn't reached the crazy level yet.
The man said we're going to bite off the kneecaps, like, day one. So, I don't know. He's pretty nuts.
Yeah. Four shots of espresso every morning.
Yeah, and I think that we're still not at the Harbaugh level yet.
No. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.